Welcome to the next edition of Business Law Focus. Great having you with us. And it's a pleasure to welcome Natasha Wahit back. And she's E&S Pro Bono Manager, or Pro Bono Manager at Africa's biggest law firm, E&S, of course. And we are talking on Nelson Mandela Day, just before Nelson Mandela Day, International Nelson Mandela Day. Natasha, obviously a big day. And the whole world is obviously celebrating. I know in South Africa, we're fortunate enough to have the whole of July to celebrate Nelson Mandela month, as it were, the month of his birthday. And of course, you at the coalface, you are putting things in place that actually bring to life a lot of the human rights and the changes and the democratic institutions that were launched after Nelson Mandela's release. And maybe let's start with that. You know, obviously, Nelson Mandela paved the way for improved rights and dignity for all South Africans. What do you, I mean, you're in the field, you're implementing these things, you're driving a lot of these projects on the ground that bring to life these issues. What are the top ways do you think that his legacy is still helping us today?
Well, yes, we are very fortunate that we have a whole month, and I would even say 365 days, yeah. Because his legacy informs a lot of how our country works and the institutions that are put in place. But more importantly, when we take it down to the nuts and bolts, it shows us how every single person in their small way can contribute towards a culture premised on human rights. Because he showed us that you can be locked up for so many years and you can be released, and you have two choices, right? You can choose vengeance and revenge and sow discord, or you can choose the path where you say, I'm bigger than this. I'm looking at the country as a whole, and choose reconciliation. Mm-hmm. And it shows us that if somebody that endured so much can do it, who are we not to try and do it in our lives? So I think that his legacy is still very alive, very well. We can see it even in our latest elections, if we look at it topically, how people came together and said, you know what, let's work to make South Africa better. Let's not let things break us apart. And when we look at those 67 minutes, we see that we can do small acts of kindness, small acts premised on the notion of Ubuntu, that because you make a difference. So it's very, very prevalent, I think, in the field of human rights, yes, but in the field, I hope, of every South African, the courageous nature of Nelson Mandela.
Yes, and I like the link to the elections. Obviously, the democratic voice has spoken, and that's a clear example of these institutions in action. You know, very young democracy in Africa, and I'm sure you would admit, though, that's still challenges, right? I mean, we still have work to do.
Completely, we still have work to do. Unfortunately, I hate it when I say it, but we're the most unequal society according to that index. Mm. So there are challenges in place. But the legacy that lives on, and the infrastructure and the principles that he installed, along with all the other foremothers and forefathers, stand us in good stead. And I think we see it very, very clearly when there are moments in our country where it can go either way, like the elections. Or even if I look at the riots that happened a few years back, where ordinary South Africans said, no, this is not going to happen. We're going to send aid, for example, to KZN or so forth. And we're going to do our bit because our country cannot fall. And I think it stems a lot with the legacy that he laid in choosing reconciliation.
And of course, if we look globally as well, we've got big challenges. We've got still have wars, you know, obviously taking place, affecting populations. And this inequality and poverty, and talking about Africa specifically, the poverty remains something that is a big hurdle. But of course, there are important strides being made in, you know, the corporate sector, for instance, policy support. If you look at just climate change, which is another one of the challenges affecting everyone, the ESG aspects, a lot of legislation coming through there that's creating this, shall we say, a foundation, right, that we can all build on.
Yes, no, completely. And it's all premised, if you look at the the crux of it. It's premised on a notion of human rights, right? It's premised on making the world a better place for everybody. And I think that if we look at that and we look at that as part of his legacy and saying, you know what, instead of having wars, let's try reconciliation. Let's use South Africa as a case in point, that miracle that happened after his release and after the unbanning of previously banned organizations. He did things like create the Council of Elders, whereby we can look at generations that came before the leaders that are now in place as a way of sharing knowledge. And we can't shy away from the fact that a large part of our world is in disarray with wars, with changing weather patterns and so forth. But when we look at a human rights paradigm, which he helped drive, we see that when we come back to that and how everybody needs to benefit, how that drives a lot of policy and is at the corner in the ethos of legislations that's passed, or truce talks that keep on breaking down, but we try and we try and we try.
You, of course, Cape Town based. Are you seeing this in action as well with the floods? I mean, I know the floods are still happening, right? But I am seeing a lot of push and support coming through from numerous parties, right? And including the government, but across the board, corporate sector, to individuals and civil society coming together, right?
Yes, completely. If I can just look at one campaign that went via WhatsApp, for example, buy a bed for a homeless person for five days. And the uptake for that was amazing. Or looking at corporates dedicating this month, but throughout the year also, and saying, you know, there's a flood happening. Or for example, in Durban, when there was those tornadoes, and saying, how can we play a role? Because we are active members of the society. We need to not leave it just to government. We need to have boots on the ground, so to speak, and have our hand in it. And also the way that corporates look at their corporate social responsibility, or even ENS's pro bono program, where we say, we need to give our time, we need to give our resources, and we need to physically be part of making a difference. And I think that's what we glean from Nelson Mandela. He was always on the ground. He was always giving of his time. He never felt that he was better than anybody else. He was always willing to share his wisdom. And I think that's a wonderful legacy that permeates throughout our society even today.
Of course, you are manager of pro bono for ENS, a big firm, obviously involved in many countries. What are the big trends that you're seeing in the pro bono space? I know you are driving a lot of new initiatives, and there's a lot of input to make a bigger difference.
Yeah, so it's very multi-pronged. Yes, there's those ESG facets that we look at, and we tie it into like changing weather patterns, how climate change is going to affect our youth, trying to educate youth in that regard. We look at understanding and unpacking legislation such as the Bill of Rights and how that comes to life, and how that is supposed to really be, like the preamble says, we the people, for all people. Then we focused really hard on entrepreneurship and enterprise development so that we can tackle difficult socioeconomic conditions, but look at it through the lens of creating a new set of thinking and entrepreneurship being foregrounded so that people can create jobs, particularly in local economies, so that can then filter into the various socioeconomic ills that we see that is prevalent, such as unemployment, such as high crime rates and so forth. So it's constantly evolving, but it's premised on that notion of giving back, on human rights is needed for absolutely everybody. And I think that a large part of that is because we see an icon such as Nelson Mandela that throughout his life premise such things, such as everybody is equal. We should have non-racialism, non-sexism, and so forth. And I think it carries through. And it definitely informs a program such as the ENS Pro Bono program.
Well, Natasha, that's fabulous. Thanks very much for that discussion. I loved the way that you spoke about 365 days, you know, and I think that's a key message. I think there's a lot that everyone can do to step forward and to, you know, overcome the numerous challenges and, you know, just drive for that better society that Nelson Mandela spoke so eloquently about and strove for every day with every breath. So thanks very much. Been absolutely brilliant chatting again.
Thank you so much, and thank you for taking the time to chat. And I just want to wish everyone a wonderful and industrious Mandela Day, and to carry that forward for the rest of the year, because if we all make a small difference, it will add up to a great difference. Thank you so much, Evan.